About 10% of us are allergic to some kind of food. Peanut or tree nut allergies are among the most common and usually show up early in life, as they did for Blake Sorensen.
Yes, when I was 3 years old, I found out I had a nut allergy. My throat swells shut going into anaphylaxis and essentially have to go to the hospital.
Sorensen did not, as many people do, outgrow his nut allergy, but he did grow up, way up.
Yeah, so went to Wisconsin, was a linebacker there for 4 years.
When he was a senior, the Badgers, a nut-free team, thanks to him.
No one on the team could have meals with nuts in them.
But that didn't stop them from winning the Big Ten and playing TCU in the Rose Bowl. Grad school then took Blake to Indiana University.
So I was in a social entrepreneurship course where we had to come up with a business idea that solves a problem.
Well, he sure had a problem. So using his 500-square-foot apartment as a test kitchen, he came up with a line of snack bars that are allergy-free. Instead of nuts, the bars contain seeds. Thus the name, Blake's Seed Based.
It went from a project to then a Kickstarter campaign where we started to get a ton of orders. And then that's when I knew, we really had something.
And did he ever. Since launching a few years ago, they've sold over 1 million bars.
We have a s'mores, a blueberry lemon, and a raspberry. And then we recently launched a line of Rice Krispie Treats where we have a strawberry and a chocolate chip. And we're working on a granola. I think that will be next.
They're on sale all over Chicago and are expanding nationwide. You can also find Blake's Seed Based online. Today's Farm to Your Belly feature. Well, the calendar is empty, but that's okay. We could use a break before tomorrow's big day. It is National Fudge Day tomorrow. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.